Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast as part of the Super Network at supermarcy.com, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Oh my God, why is his top tucked into his undies?
The terrible Australian Bede Germine.
His outfit is so preppy and nerdish, I don't like it.
Trash Panda Colin.
I want a hot tub in a room real bad.
This podcast is intended for a mature audience, as it may contain explicit language.
It's the post-apocalypse,
I always think about in these movies, how disgusting.
Adult themes.
Well, I mean, I've seen this dude's nipple through his shirt.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. For exclusives, find us at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And now for our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dead brain! Dead brain! Dead brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is Bede Germine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 209 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And with me, as always, are my very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello. I'm doing very well, thanks. Good to be back on the show. I'm sorry I missed the previous episode, but I'm glad Smash Trivia John had a good time with you boys watching superheroes and boobies. Glad to be back for Colin's pick this week. And yeah.
Indeed, indeed. And of course, with us is the most American of the Americans, Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
Good. I'm pissed off. I'm trying to figure this shit out. Let's just get this movie rolling.
<I'm pissed. laughs> Indeed. That's Colin. It is your pick this week.
Shut up, Nate.
Well, also joining us is a very special guest who is making his long-awaited return to the show, Colin's friend Nate. Hello, Nate, and welcome back to the Tuesdays podcast.
Oh, it's good to be back, friends. I was just laughing because you said he's the most American person, and he's like, I'm pissed off, and it's like, yeah, it's American.
Yeah, that's American. That's definitely indeed. American.
Of course it is.
Indeed.
Aside from Colin being pissed off...
Yes, Colin, it is your pick this week. And what film have you chosen for the show?
Oh, since we were supposed to do Christmas movies, I picked Terrifier 3 because it's a Christmas movie and it's fucking great. Near and dear to my heart.
Indeed. Well, we'll say this is a belated Christmas pick since you didn't get a chance to do one last month. So we can finally get those ones out of the way. I'm very excited because I know Marcy hasn't seen it. And from what I understand, Nate, you haven't seen it. So I'm very excited to see. Mm. Yes. So I'm very excited to see both your reactions to this movie, but we might as well get straight to it. So what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Terrifier 3 if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. However, though, if it's not, well, you know, tough shit.
It is playing on
other streaming services available on physical media. I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if a ad does pop up, I will play this sound effect.
The fuck?
I don't know what the fuck that was.
What is that, dude?
I just picked a random button.
Gross.
Love
but anyways,
it.
Though,
I like it.
Yes.
Agreed.
But anyways, though, once the ads are finished, we'll make sure to give a timestamp so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Terrifier 3, first of all, how fucking dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Colin, Nate, are you ready to see Art the Clown's Nightmare Before Christmas with Terrifier 3?
Absolutely.
Alrighty, let's do this.
Go.
Let's slice this and dice Christmas in January.
Exactly. So counting down in five, four, three, two, one, go.
Play done.
I there did it. Go. I did it right.
You did. Dinnerware.
Yay!
Bloody disgusting.
Yeah. Which is also, which I believe is the alternative title for this franchise.
Yeah.
And Scream.
And Scream Box.
Isn't that also known as a queef?
A Scream Box? It is now. No, do you know what a Scream Box is?
What's that?
It's what we call when you queef on Shark Week.
Hold on one sec. I gave one to both you, myself and you, Marcy.
I did not hear anything.
Were you queefed?
No, I said a Scream Box is when you queef on Shark Week.
I know, and then Pete said he gave us one, and I was like, he queefed? I knew he had a pussy.
Oh, by the way, if your audio has noise reduction, I'm pretty sure it won't play your soundboard.
Oh, yes, that's right. I better fix that.
And I'm like, if I try to play mine, I ain't going to do shit.
Yes.
Yay, good no point. Sounds.
I don't even know why mine's on. I don't use it.
Turn it up. The dialogue's brilliant.
Okay. Does this work now?
I heard that.
Okay, well, that's a belated rim shot.
Dude, who's playing drums on the roof, dude?
Yeah. Your footsteps.
Naturally. Jingle bells, too, right? Mark,
stop. Damn it, child. Christmas was last month. Go to fuck to bed.
Yeah.
I told that bitch to take the Christmas tree down like a week ago. She still hasn't.
Listen, kid, I'm trying to bang your mom's ass. Get back to bed.
Well, technically, we
said.
Why does she still not have a black eye if she was supposed to take that Christmas tree down?
Oh. Or an animal, you know. The name's not Mersh? Wait, that was terrible.
Oh, R.I.P. baby Mersh. Don't be talking shit.
But Mersh loved it. I saw Hellfire before. Is it Hellfire?
No, it's Hot Fire Ass Mixtape.
Hot Fire? Why don't I call it Hellfire?
Been watching too much Stranger Things or some shit.
I have not watched Stranger Things. I binged watched Welcome to Derry, which was so good.
Nice.
Good show, and you can hear it upcoming on a podcast, hopefully.
Yes.
So Santa's Art the Clown, right?
Yes.
This is actually like A Nightmare Before Christmas, just Art the Clown instead of Jack Skellington.
Well, I should state our friend Marcy, who has been on this show, Lindsay Wilkins, on her show, Schlock and All, as one of her Christmas episodes, did a double feature episode on Nightmare Before Christmas and Terrifier 3. So
there you go. See, I've already guessed it. So
wind howling.
Wind howling is what happens when you've got a really big fart brewing.
From a big opening.
Hello, hot fire, hellfire cat.
I call her
replacement. Up your name.
I call her replacement Mersh.
Dude. Look at her. She's like, I've had enough now.
Listen, I wanted to name that cat Mersh 2 so bad. I almost
Mersh 2
did.
Electric Mershalo. Yeah, Freddie heard me giving attention to another animal in another country, and now he wants to sit on my lap. Do you want to watch Art the Clown, Fred? Come here. Come here, what are you doing? When I wake up. No? Fine. Then you sit there. No, not under the computer. And everyone doesn't need to hear me bitch at you.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to sleep.
Stop getting tangled in cables. I
work in the morning. What the fuck are you doing? Versus the kid now. You shut up.
Why does he look like Timu Bradley Cooper?
I was gonna say he looks like Timu's Sebastian Stan.
Just he just throws that lamp across the
Oh.
room.
So does Art the Clown go like full Chris Benoit on kids in this movie, or?
Dude, I hope so.
Yes.
Ride the Bowflex, baby.
Well, I have read somewhere Damien Leone has said, while Art the Clown does kill kids, but his only rule with Art the Clown is that he won't show Art the Clown kill kids on screen.
Oh, okay, so it's off
That
screen.
that's his line, apparently. Not
Oh.
the line that he did to that one girl, right down her
Yeah.
coochie to in half. It's the other one.
I jacked
But he.
off. I jacked off to that scene.
Course you did.
Oh.
I like that he answered it in the second movie by stabbing that dude in the dick like 67 times.
Right. Oh, dude, just wait. Just wait. Wait a
Silent
second.
night, deadly night.
Dude, I just watched that for the first time. Is that the one with Goldberg? Is that the one with
That's
Goldberg?
Santa's
Oh, no.
sleigh.
No.
That's
Yeah,
Santa's
Santa's
sleigh.
sleigh.
That is a
Yeah.
fucking classic.
Dude, that movie's
I
so
wouldn't call it a
tight.
classic.
It
Yeah,
is
I
a
would.
classic.
Silent
Thank
Night, Deadly
you.
Night Part 2 is a classic.
Garbage Day. I
That.
did rewatch that for the Christmas season.
Yeah, that
Oh.
one's good.
I wish
All
Santa would
right.
bring me a fucking axe.
All right, it acts what I always wanted. Thanks, Santa.
Here you go,
Right to
little
the
juggalo, a hatchet.
head. Hey, if
I
it's
always
anything
wanted.
like the kid from The Visitor, she likes weapons.
Here's a hatchet and a glass of Faygo.
It's what I wanted for Christmas, my whole family being massacred.
But I also brought you some fentanyl so you won't remember.
Yes.
Aw.
If Gumby does it.
Dude, that's my favorite fucking Christmas present with some fentanyl.
That's what Gumby got for Christmas, as we saw on that episode.
Dude, he went to rehab and everything. It was
He
tight.
did. He did. And then he became a menace to
Yes.
society.
To
Oh!
be fair,
Oh!
that to be fair, that little that big brother was an asshole.
Is this the origin story of the Amityville murders?
Yes.
Dude.
Except it was just actually Art the Clown.
Dude, this is the
Wait,
only
there.
movie where I'm gonna laugh at fucking kids getting killed.
I don't even remember the brother. Is that the one who threw the dead possum at the other kid or something?
Oh no, he was like on screen for like 2 seconds. She comes in, say,
Oh, brother, Santa Claus
Oh,
is here.
okay.
And she's like, fuck off, sister.
I think we were laughing about queefs at the time, so I didn't hear
Yes.
him.
Yeah.
Probably. Blood queefs.
Yes. And boom.
Oi!
I'm still trying to sleep.
Fuck off, Art the Clown!
Now
Now he just sleeps forever.
I mean,
That
did
bitch
they
is a sound
take
sleeper.
something? Like, how do you sleep through that?
Babe, I
Oh,
told
that,
you
what are you
not
doing?
tonight, okay? Not tonight,
Are
all
you
right?
jerking
She
off
got a
again? Oh my
period,
gosh,
Jesus!
come. Yeah, she did take
Oh,
a
she.
second. She's like, oh my God.
Well, see, I think he had his period.
Oh.
My shark week isn't even that bad.
Oh.
Okay, maybe once or twice. I love how she's just standing there screaming, like,
Yeah.
what?
Yeah, I'm gonna stand here and scream. I'm not gonna do anything else. Oh. He doesn't have an axe or anything.
So why did they have the Christmas wreath on their bedroom door?
It's Christmas.
Here is
Here's a
our
locked door,
wreath.
don't come in. Oh no, he's dead.
Oh my
Oh, his head fell off, and his guts went that way, and his heads went that way.
God. The dumb
Let's
bitch.
laugh. Let's laugh at child murder.
Dude, all day. All
Have
day. And I got two
it
kids.
by tonight, lock the door.
Oh!
Oh!
So he did go a little Chris Benoit on the family.
Yes.
Oh! That's just in case she was pregnant.
That's what you get for wearing a goddamn crop top.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, listen. Arthur Clown was just doing her a favor by getting her an abortion.
Yeah, well, we...
Arthur Clown is pro-life, right?
He
That's right.
He's pro-choice. Yeah.
He's pro-choice. Yeah.
He's pro-choice, absolutely.
Oh. I'm trying to put right my own thing. Insecurities on.
Arthur Clown, like, throughout this whole franchise, he just... He just doesn't kill someone. He doesn't kill someone with in one go. He just basically has to make sure he kills every single part of them.
Yeah. You gotta enjoy it. Take in the moment, you know?
Yeah. It's what so Christ would have wanted on his birthday.
It's of course.
So fucking funny. It's so funny.
He just
funny.
Murdered a whole family with a smile on his face, and now he's eating the cookies.
Yeah.
How do you not love Arthur Clown? He's fucking amazing.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Cuntmas, everybody. I mean, this pretty... He washes the dishes. Art, you can come to my house because I know you clean up after yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't mind if I'm on my Shark Week.
I think he prefers it.
I think it's his fetish, to be fair.
Hey, little girl. You want a cookie?
Is that the origin of the pale girl?
Yes.
Is it really?
No. No.
No, it's not.
No. Aww. No. Does he kill her too? Why am I asking?
Yeah.
Just watch the movie, bitch.
Yeah.
We all know I don't believe survivors. Add.
I'll play a sound effect for you.
Look at my
12.
Oh.
Did that work?
Yeah, I heard that. And he just grew hair. I mean, whatever this is.
That's your wig hair.
It is.
Is this an anti-gambling ad? What the fuck is this?
No, it's a gambling ad.
It's pro.
Oh, it's
pro.
Either way.
Yeah.
What?
Was that Tibu Daddy McBride?
Daddy McBride? Oh, was that Cindy Crawford?
Yes.
I was still
smash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd still smash Cindy Crawford.
Right. I mean, who wouldn't?
Women will try a product once. I mean, well, hello. Repeat customers,
that means it works, and that means they love it as much as I do. See, I mean, you want to look like her, just eat this stuff.
Yeah, someone buy me her beauty products because I want to look that good. Oh, fuck off TikTok. I fucking hate you so much.
Yeah, like, that's a really TikTok classy.
I don't use TikTok.
I know, but I sent you the videos. Really gotten someone. Because the Tubi ad really got someone like, I was thinking about TikTok, but you know, it just really pushed me over the edge.
Oh, and we're back. Oh,
we're back.
I thought it was an ad for Terrifying. 12:08. 12:08 timestamp.
Five years
earlier. What?
Meanwhile,
back
on the set
the
of the second
movie, I guess.
Is it second or
second
first?
Thing?
Second.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, because you know, Marcy, this movie is A Nightmare Before Christmas because it's got both Halloween and Christmas.
Oh! Oh, baby, I can't.
But this is also the set of the first movie. They just go back here, right? Because
he
chopped the bitch in half. Yeah, he chopped the bitch in half in this fucking warehouse. But then, he got his head chopped off, and then the one bitch, like, gave birth to him or something. Second movie's weird. Second movie's fucking weird.
And the first time I've watched all of these movies is on this podcast.
Indeed. It's 10-4. And it'll be the same when the fourth one comes out.
So this is the highest grossing not rated movie, though. Fun fact.
I believe it is, actually, yeah.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's NC-17, and it made shit ton of money.
a
I don't think
shit
they even
ton.
submitted it to the MPAA. I think they just released it unrated and just did like
Yeah.
online campaign for it, which worked because it went number one at the US box office.
Yeah. I
I think
mean,
it had
movie theaters
more
are struggling.
It had more screenings than it was meant to.
Yeah, well, I mean, AMC's struggling. As soon as they sold out one, they're going to add another and another and another. So I think it's just like the rules are changing now.
I think I saw this in theaters.
I know I did.
Well, oh, that's a headless
oh,
body.
No. The headless.
Damn, I can't punch him in the head.
The headless
clown. Kicking the balls.
This is how the headless horseman was born.
Haha. He wanted
to
hang
on
the
car.
Hey, it's the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
It is.
But she's still just living it up, dude.
Or is it Piers Morgan? I don't know.
Why not both?
Yeah, I think that's a, I think he played the pigeon lady, right?
Yeah. Keeps trying to deny that was a thing he did.
Wait a minute. So hold
that's
on.
Blackface. That's blackface.
I'm gonna
yeah.
say,
yeah, that's how
I was gonna
it
say,
is.
If he's got somebody's head, if he's got somebody else's head on his body, is it blackface?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. No. He needs to. I. Nope. You know. You kill kids. You do whatever. But blackface is where I draw the line, Art.
No, I draw the line at him being like a little bit racist with that. I think he needs to go to discrimination camp.
Oh Ooh, my god.
Old ass Mac.
Is that Jericho?
Yes. The walls of Jericho, son.
Did you just make the list?
You just made the list!
I'm sorry, but that is the best fucking gimmick ever because it was so stupid. Bede, you looked at me wrong. You just made the list!
Well, so your list is like at least 2 miles long.
Is Chris Jericho going to put Art the Clown in the walls of Jericho?
That'd be funny, actually.
It better fucking happen.
Although I am sad that Night of
the
Living Dead... Although I am sad Night of the Living Dead's not playing on that computer screen as the public domain movie.
Yeah. But Bede, tell us.
Yes.
You know a thing or two about Night of the Living Dead. What the
I
fuck
mean,
is that?
It's a head.
Don't you remember
head.
In the...
Oh.
The last
in the
movie,
first...
yeah.
Yeah.
Cunt slut.
Help me.
That's Jericho's face when he saw what AEW wanted to offer him.
No, no, Marcy, that's Christy Gnome.
Christy Gnome wishes she looked that good.
Yeah. This looks very
oh.
Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
It is.
Oh, look, his body returned.
Oh, no, Chris Jericho, come on, you... Dude, pile driver.
Yeah,
bitch.
Dude.
Come
yeah,
on,
dude.
Now.
Come on.
You can reverse that. There we
you
go.
You know how to hit women, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was mean.
Yeah, There's but she works for ICE, so.
I'll take that back. I'm just saying, Chris Jericho, as a wrestler, has wrestled women.
Yes. Oh. Ew.
Dude, I just saw the primate movie, the monkey movie.
Oh, I want to see
Ooh.
That.
Dude, I
Is
laughed
it sick?
That entire... It's so fucking funny, dude.
Fucking great.
It's so tight.
Wait, did you just go outside in St. Louis?
Yeah. Aren't there monkeys
yeah.
running around St. Louis?
Yeah.
Primates?
Yeah.
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 I saw
yeah,
that
he
yesterday.
Went downtown, dude.
I did,
dude. Colin, why are you running wild in your city?
Dude, I went monkey hunting, all right? It's like fucking Jumanji
Link?
Out here.
Jumanji!
That's racist.
What?
How many other clowns are there? What's going on?
No, it's Halloween,
Marcy. This guy's
a dude in a
costume.
Yeah. Oh! Oh.
Yo, yo.
I love the fact that
are
Art
we
the
sure
Clown
it's
is
not?
Like,
are we sure that's not our good friend Nathaniel? Because we know he dresses up like Art the Clown.
I mean, it could be.
Can I get a picture? I'm gonna post this.
Oh, look at his smiley face.
You killed it.
So Art the Clown can't be mad about this guy appropriating culture when he just appropriated someone's culture, you know?
Well, that's true.
He's appropriating clown culture.
I think that was the original dude who played Art the Clown, though, wasn't it?
Nice.
Yeah, it was someone different in All Hallows Eve. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a different actor in All Hallows Eve. It was different. It's been David Howard Thornton since Terrifier.
This
the
crazy
movie
bitch.
Or the short film?
The movie.
Yeah, they put the shorts were put together as All Hallows Eve, I think.
Well, they have that one, no, and they have the other short film.
There's a Terrifier short film.
Bede, you're the trivia dickhead. Dickhead, give us trivia, you dickhead.
Well, dickhead. First of All Hallows Eve is an anthology film with a bunch of short films. One of them called Terrifier, which had a different actor play Art the Clown. And, of course, David Howard Thornton played Art the Clown from the first feature-length Terrifier movie until now.
Thank you. You just confirmed literally both of what we said was true.
Yes, yeah, pretty much.
Dickhead.
Dickhead.
Oh my gosh, he's in the Amityville house.
He is. Hey. He better be careful. All the bits of the house are haunted, and if you take the wood away from the house, you get haunted.
Yes.
Is that how it works?
Well, according to whatever the fuck that Amityville movie we watched was it Amityville Exorcism? I don't fucking remember.
So say I get a splinter while moving like boards, then I will get haunted after that if I take the splinter home?
Yeah.
Yes. That sucks.
Yeah. Oh, he's in Black Christmas now. As if this isn't a reference to Black Christmas.
Marcy, it's a black and white Christmas because he's wearing black and white.
Yeah, but you know, like, his, like, Art the Clown outfit is like a specific kind of clown that I can't think of.
Mm.
Yep. I'm looking it up.
Shut up, Chrissy Gnome.
Well, I know he's kind of like a mime, too, because he doesn't talk and shit. He's all black and white.
So. Oh, yeah, it's a Paglia... Far out, my Italian's bad. Paglia... Pagliacci? Pagliacci. Pagliacci. It's a clown.
Well, this movie is about the weird...
Pag. Not any other letter. P-A-G. Making that clear.
She went down the road and not across the street. That's a proper way to cut yourself.
That is. It is.
Yeah.
Very proper way.
If you're watching at home, kids... This is the way to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm just making sure I'm getting my clowns right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what? This is my honest problem with these movies is that they try to be art, you know, for the sake of, you know, pun intended, artsy, for the sake of being artsy, but they're not. This is not artsy at all. This is fucking just stupid.
Do you want to see Pavarotti as Art the Clown? Because he did Pagliacci.
Present day.
Okay, was that before Art died or just after he died? Because I'm confused on this whole storyline right now. I mean, timeline.
That was 5 years ago, I guess. And then he killed people on Christmas, and now it's Christmas.
Back to Christmas.
Again. Or so this is next year.
Yeah, I think, well, the opening's like a cold open to the present, and then it flashes back 5 years and now flashes back to today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. So
it's going to end where it began or some shit.
How are you? Good. It's good to see you.
You too.
It's a Tubi Tuesday podcast award winner, Lauren Lovera.
I was going to say, she's our previous Best Actress winner for this podcast. Yeah.
Smoke show. Smoke show.
What was she else was she in?
Terrifier 2.
Terrifier 2, yeah. Is that it?
That's it.
She's been in other stuff. But actually, the thing is...
Well,
the thing is, though, with Lauren Rivera, before she became an actress, she was actually a stunt woman. And probably her most well-known stunt work, she was actually Anna Taylor-Joy's stunt double in Split.
Oh, she's not so little anymore.
Oh, the one about the guy who's a fucking... Man.
Yes.
Yes. He's all fucking, you know. That's all she
ever talks about. So. All the personalities or whatever.
Yes. She
misses you. Who's this bloke?
I miss her too.
That's her uncle.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, Marcy, her mom, you know, died.
Her mom's dead. Yeah.
Did the brother die? I'm struggling to remember.
No, no, the brother's still alive.
Yeah, he got a dead possum thrown on him, but he's still alive.
Yeah, I thought he was alive. Oh my god!
Literally, all I remember about the character, he got like dead things thrown at him in the first movie.
Yeah. Hell. Yeah.
Oh, what a lovely. Oh, what a lovely home. Oh yeah, we got it from a family who had just been murdered.
We just took over the murdered people's house.
Yeah. Hell of a
same
rate,
furniture and everything.
Real cheap.
Yeah. Furniture's the same and everything.
Hmm.
He's had to wash the bloodstains out.
They're squatters.
Oh, you got glitter all over your face.
Just remember, squatters right. Did you
want to hug?
Gabby, Sienna's not even do they ever don't say know. Exactly sure.
What?
Where they take place?
What? Wait, these aren't the people that got killed before.
No, these are different.
Because she looks a bit like the mum that just got killed.
Yeah. She does.
They all look the same, Marcy. Even the uncle looks like the dad at the beginning.
Mm. She just looks slightly older than the girl at the beginning. Who I'm assuming is still hiding. Right.
Still hiding at the cupboard.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, she's still hiding at
that. Yeah, that's what they want you to believe.
Look,
that
bitch if there's any kid that Art the Clown needed to deal with, it's the kid from fucking the Babadook.
It's like a fairy tale exploded in here. You like it? Me and Mommy redecorated.
Just saying.
I love that movie.
That's accurate. I know how much you like
dragons and wizards. That's one of my favorite. That's how my kids act. All right, you're talking shit about my kids over here,
dude. Your kids better not get a visit from Aunt Marcy.
And the Babadook.
Yeah.
Okay, this... Well, apparently, based on my research, the Terrifier films take place in New York, or at least, like, in the state of New York somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking
forward to the best Christmas. You can hear me talk about movies about set in New York on my new podcast on the Beat vs. Living Dead Network, Beat and Trev vs. the Big Apple.
Ew.
Such a nerd, Bead. Our little cardboard rocket ship. How many more podcasts do you need?
Yeah,
all of them. I'm like the fan
until one makes it. Until one makes it.
Until one
exactly.
You're gonna versus everything until something clicks.
And they all end.
Coming, Ironside.
Michael Ironside's demolition specialist.
Coming soon, Bead versus Bead versus the Living Dead.
She's going to be Bead versus Bead.
Yes.
Wait, isn't Clint Howard in this movie somewhere?
He is.
Yeah, he is.
I think that might make him our most watched actor on the 2B Tuesdays podcast.
Indeed.
Hey, man,
hey,
the rats caused the Black Plague. He has the right to fucking be scared.
Hey, Marcy, I'm about to blow you. Marcy, I'm about to blow your mind. Who, you know, guess who, not him, but the other guy is.
Who's the other guy?
That's John Abrams, who played Bobby in Scary Movie.
Oh, no shit, it is. He really didn't he have the like the whippersnipper or hedge trimmer for the bush for Cindy's bush or whatever it was?
Yeah,
and did that massive cum shot.
He blasted her to the ceiling. That was the funniest shit I've ever seen when I was a kid. Of course, I'm
fucking with you. That's the cum shot all men dream of having. I'll
take the first floor and the basement. You.
And if you're lucky enough, you can see someone recreated on Pornhub.
Yeah, but it's all fake now.
At
2841.
They were plus ones. Gamble responsibly.
But then someone that's John. It's John.
Who do you got?
Yeah, that's all it's like.
John Hamm.
John Hamm?
John yes. Hamm, yeah. He's from St. Louis. And when their bet hit, turns out this reunion wasn't so bad.
Make it a bet that turns into a bond. Bet MGM Sportsbook. No, I don't think we will. But thank you. The FS1
Daily Shows. This is your brain on Art the Clown. No brainer.
And we're back at 28:44.
Just gonna go through my cousin's things.
I thought she was unpacking. Oh no, she is okay.
Is this the next great American novel? This is the blurst of times. This is the blurst of times.
What'd you get, monkeys to write?
It's Jason Patrick.
Is it?
It is.
Ow! I bumped my elbow.
Ow. More Blaster Man. Meanwhile, flashback with Jason Patrick.
What's the matter with Blaster Man?
Wait, what? Really? I thought you were kidding.
Boys. It is Jason Patrick.
How'd they get him in this?
Well, apparently, from what I read, like, he came on at the last minute because he's, like, a big fan of the first two movies.
Oh.
And he wanted... Last time you said
you were going to draw a girl that could beat a Blaster Man. Yeah, these movies are tight as fuck.
See, this is this is the entry master, like Sharknado 2, where everyone saw the success and the popularity of the previous movies. Like, we need to be on that shit. So there are a lot of cameos in this movie.
Chris Jericho, for one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Although, to be fair, he was in the last one for, like, a minute.
You'd think with the way he was promoting this movie, he was in it more than a second.
Wait a minute. I do have something for you.
I know the one band did a whole like a video, the Ice Nine Kills. They did a whole video with Art the Clown in it. It's like a little mini movie.
Yeah, they did a whole song. They do songs about horror movies.
Worked with the director on this one. Give me that. And so it's like a little 20-minute like video, and it's like Art the Clown, and they're like. My diary. He's murdering in their crowd.
Got it. That's tight. Got
it. Yeah.
I can't wait till this little annoying girl gets killed. Wait, oops. You guys haven't seen it yet.
Well, we can assume that
most people are gonna die.
Yeah, I'm assuming she's a kid, she'll probably die.
Yeah.
If you ever seen the Scream movies, they explain to you how sequels go, right? There's no rules that anyone's gonna do.
Dude, that new one comes out in like a month, and I can't wait to see that.
Dude. I stopped giving a shit about those movies a long time ago.
Dude, the new ones are good. Like 4, 5, 6.
Well, there was one that was like on a movie set, and then they the next one that was on.
That was furry. Which may or may not have been on a movie set.
There's another one. Now that was that one. That was when they go to the producer's house, and he has like a secret sex dungeon in 3. 3's sick.
Yeah, yeah. 3's tight.
it's like 5 where they're like on the movie set for one like one of the stab movies, and it stinks.
It's no, on set up the house.
No, that's 3. It's 3. That is you're 3 to 3. It's
the only one I remember with a set and stuff was 3. Unless I'm remembering things really badly.
No, you guys are all remembering it right. I don't know.
Wait, has Art the Clown been sitting in that chair for 5 years?
Yeah, yes. Dude, he's hungry.
What else is he going to do?
But is he, like, decapitated or is he supernatural? No, he's got his head back on his body.
Yeah, his head's fine. Look at this
monkey. Oh, yeah, his body got back his head, right.
She's dead.
Anybody home? Oh, wait, is she dead?
Yeah, she's got to be dead.
Wait, the weird face fucked up. lady is dead.
Look at his face.
What is happening?
Maybe she's not. I don't know.
No, dude, she went down the stream, dude. She went down the stream. Yeah, she's dead.
She should be dead, right? Unless she's immortal now. I don't know.
Hold on, I'm going to take a photo.
Yeah, let me take my spank bank.
Ew.
Tub girl part two.
He wants to prove to his friends he met. What's her fucking ugly cunt face?
Chrissy Dobe.
Thank you.
Nope.
Oh, no, she's not dead. Are they pretending? What the fuck is happening?
they just took a nap. Yeah, just took a little nap.
Oh!
She just wanted a nap in her own blood, I guess.
I guess.
Oh, my shark wake sitting again.
Oh, his neck is leaking.
Oh,
just
yeah, he
like
can
Charlie
put...
Kirk.
Oh.
Oh, dude, he's gushing.
He kirked it.
Papa Perk.
Yep, Papa Perk for Charlie Kirk.
Say, this is what Cindy Lauper was saying. We had to get young. Have this type of bath.
No, that was Elizabeth Bathory. She was like, bathe in blood. Just make sure they're generally virgins.
That's for killing Cindy's friends.
That's for trimming her bush.
I mean, I think it's a given that Arthur Clan is going to make a cameo in Scary Movie 6.
It should actually be like David Howard Thornton.
But in
and
shitty
not,
be down.
He doesn't parody Arthur Clown at all. He just acts like this in the movie.
Turns
her on.
No.
Is she gonna wank with the knife?
Dude, he got that knife from Wild Secrets.
Yeah, but you know that, like, we don't kink shame on this podcast.
I mean, that's true.
Gonna kink shame that.
You
for
guys
a second,
might not. Wait.
Yeah, that's fucking gross, dude.
Oh, no. I mean, enjoy
you know,
we're gonna
it
enjoy,
is
but come on.
The equivalent of having a shark week feels like that.
Would
you willingly put yourself in Shark Week?
No, but I'm saying that's what it feels like. I might as well be stabbing my cunt with a knife. That's what it feels like.
I like how Arthur Glad just looked. Arthur Glad looks at
us like. If you ever wanted
to
know, no, I'm just telling you. If you ever wanted to know what Shark Week feels
like, naughty,
naughty.
Or if the clown doesn't approve, and I don't approve either.
Arthur Clown was like making the flick the bean symbol with his fingers.
No, he approved. He enjoys it.
No, bro.
I gave her a no, naughty, naughty.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but they didn't tell you he's actually a bottom, so. What? I like.
Well, they don't have to tell you.
Mm.
No, it's fine. No, it's not. It's very inappropriate. I just think they're cool.
You know what's inappropriate?
Her scars.
Bad
boy. Ooh, how'd you get that? Fell off my bag during summer break and landed on a broken
Dad
rock.
Pushed me. Oh, yeah. Dad and steps.
And he was drunk and I broke one of his bottles.
Blood and fat while we're eating.
So much blood.
Okay, honey. You're disgusting.
Regardless, Christmas hasn't really been the same around here since someone stopped believing in Santa Claus.
When did that happen?
Oh, guess who's coming to town?
No, I just went along with it so you and Daddy wouldn't feel bad.
This chick is like 13. Like, of course she doesn't believe in Santa. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think she feels like she's a bit too old to believe in Santa.
But wait. Santa Claus isn't real?
Yeah, he's real.
Yeah, he's real, dude.
I'll thank goodness for that.
She's also notorious for opening presents and then rewrapping them.
Not very well.
Oh.
If you don't pass the rice, I'm not gonna leave. Please
Pass the rice. Why is she saying that? Yeah.
It's one of her friends
PTSD.
From the
PTSD.
You know, I'm dead because of you. Okay, you let us.
Yeah, that was one of her friends from the last movie.
Yeah, she ended up catching chlamydia. It didn't go well.
You killed me. Just like you killed your mother. That was bad. But anyway,
I mean that's how he always did it. Sienna, are you seeing things again?
Sienna, you all right?
Now, Sienna, have you been PTSDing again?
What have I told you about flashbacks at the table?
From being here. Oh my gosh, Sienna, this is a Vietnam. Stop having flashbacks. The least you can do
is pass the rice. You're dead. You can't eat anything, lady.
I already told you it's not Vietnam. We don't have rice.
Excuse me? Yeah, what a racist bitch.
Hey, more food for us. Finish eating
so we can have our. I know, and they just ordered takeout. Oh, there's the brother.
Oh my gosh, he's awesome a fucking boy. Nerd.
Yeah, still. But he's taller than you.
No.
He's also taller than you.
That's your
Everyone's
one for this
taller
episode,
than me.
Bossy.
wait, aren't you gonna introduce us?
Oh my gosh, I'm turned on by nerds.
You're jealous because no one's turned on by you as a nerd.
Bossy, you have one. Your one was 2 minutes ago. You've crossed the line now.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
HR, put her in her place. So,
nah.
So this girl was fucking this hot dude to get to the nerd?
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? She's one of those freaks who's into, like, Art the Clown shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
You know, Marcy, it's worse. You know why it's worse? She has a true crime podcast.
Oh. She's one of those.
Never trust a girl with the true crime podcast, let me tell you. So I was
wondering if maybe you did. Why did she give you chlamydia? I seriously would be so
honored. No, I gave her that.
Oh.
She gave
the police the wrong info. She got the wrong information and now I'm in jail for another 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened to you, babe? Like to
hear from you after all this time. Yes.
Damn, why she is every hot thirsty? I'll
think about it. Dude, why does every hot chick have a true crime podcast? Like it just like everyone.
Why does the brother look like a 12-year-old, 18-year-old? It's weird.
Why does he
what
look like
age
Owen
is
Wilson?
He?
And why does the roommate look like Owen Wilson? Oh,
why does the roommate look way older than him?
It's the hair. I just got tan dresses,
yeah, a couple hours ago. It's like this kid just like vroom, shot up, but like to hear your voice. He still looks 12, but he also looks 18, and I have no idea. I miss you too. Is he at college? Is it high school? I don't understand.
It's college. Marcy, it's a dorm.
Yeah. We call that the stranger thing. Marcy, that's called the Stranger Things syndrome. You're not sure if they're meant to be 12, but they look about 20.
Well, it's like if you watch Joshi Wrestling, you're like, I don't know if these women are, if they're 12, if they're 18, if they're 25, if they're 55. Just be careful.
It was that anyway.
He was watching too much Stranger Things.
Yes. Are you okay?
Why does that little girl look like Hilary Swank?
Marcy, Hilary Swank needs work, okay? So she shrunk herself down to be in this movie.
Does she not look like Hilary Swank if she were 12 in the next Karate Kid? Just saying.
She does.
She absolutely does.
Why do I get the feet?
Yeah.
42-45. Gamble responsibly.
Really?
Gamble responsibly. Wish you had another chance
of winning it all, Barry. Come on. I mean, I got money riding on this football game behind me, so that's why I have it online.
If anyone wants to give me money, I will not gamble it, but invest it in my future. So let me know.
Which is gambling.
Basically, yes. Because real life. Is this how Bede eats his food? You just pull it out of your bag?
I mean,
dude, she was just about to suck that cucumber. And up to 12
grams of protein. Oh, look, you should get a chomps. Oh.
Yeah, don't eat real food.
Eat chomps.
Turkey leg was bigger than that little girl. With NFL Plus,
you can watch every playoff. She eat that leg of turkey.
Yeah, you don't want steak, you want fucking chomps, bro.
You want chomps? Okay.
Yeah, you want chomps.
All right, we're back. Give me the time. 42, 50. Okay. I've already forgotten what's happening. When did he become a chemist?
He's in the lab. He's cooking in the kitchen.
Let's see, it's breaking art.
Making sick ass beats, cooking in the kitchen.
Nice, making you got the clown meth, obviously.
She's just fucking coming.
Well, she's gotta fill up her vagina now.
With that rat. She puts that rat in her butthole.
Well, if you've read American Psycho, he does do that to someone. He puts a rat up her, and the rat eats its way through. It's described in graphic detail.
I wonder why that didn't make the cut of the movie.
A lot of things didn't make the cut of the movie.
Oh no, he's gonna kill the rat from the Meowie Christmas.
Is he gonna put the rat inside her? Because they're just filming the unfilmed scene in American Psycho, really. Or is he gonna
smash it? How liquid nitrogen works.
Oh, Marcy, who can forget dear
Marcy, dear who could boy?
I was just saying, who could forget dear rat?
Gross.
It's a ratsicle.
Ratsicle. It's Rizzo the rat.
Mm.
Not
Rizzo.
The lamp, not the right.
Is he gonna cannibalize him?
Yeah.
Gosh, the rats are cannibals.
Yeah,
there's nothing
eat
wrong with cannibalism if you're fucking hungry and you need to eat.
Yeah, rattle.
Can I eat Freddy Marcy?
That's not cannibalism, you fucking dickhead. He's a dog. Right, something's
happening here. Are you
and there's something
he's
wrong
people?
With you if you want to eat a dog.
Well, first of all, Marcy, he's not a dog. He's people's.
No, he's a dog. And you need to end your obsession with my dog, otherwise I'm getting a restraining order against you. Because Freddy feels threatened now.
Freddy
would be a delicacy in some countries, okay?
Yeah, but not in this country.
How'd you get those scars? You guys eat fucking kangaroo.
You
want to
know how I got these scars?
Did you win? Yeah, but kangaroos actually are huge animals with lots of meat on them.
So
my father fought a kangaroo.
Have you seen Freddy? No.
Freddy's a potato.
You're all done. Freddy said to stop talking about it because he's very upset.
Wow. Oh, Fred. I'm sorry, Freddy. It
looks amazing. Your face did all the work.
No. He can just be a potato that bakes in the sun.
Oh, I'm upset now.
Hi, it's Clint Howard. Howard.
And Daniel Roebuck.
Look how he's just like, my wife's dead.
I can have as many ladies on my lap as I want.
Oh, he's allowed. He's Clint Howard.
This happened to me once, but I wore a Santa Claus outfit.
I thought Art was going to kill him before he got pussy, but they left before it, so it's all good.
No. Yeah, but Bede, you did not have women sitting on your lap when you were Santa.
Nah, it was mostly dudes.
And none of them asked you out either.
Nope, and I was disappointed.
Move, oh, bitch, Santa's bitch. There.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Santa Claus. Shit. Dude, he's amazed, dude. This fucking guy.
90 years, Eddie. Well, that is a fucking first. All
right, when I hello, Timu John Hawks.
Yeah, really? Like Elvis, he gets the
full Santa experience if he wants it, all right? Hello. Hello.
Hi, hi. He probably thinks he's autistic.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. What a nice guy. This guy's like a nice guy.
Marcy, so if Art the Clown is autistic, does that mean he's artistic?
Yes. And that was a shit-ass joke, dude.
Hold on. Wait for it. Here's my sound effects.
I don't hear anything.
Hold on, I gotta find it.
If you can't find it, don't fucking use it. The moment's passed. Hey, fella. What's in the bag? I don't hear anything.
What's up, Frank?
What's in the fucking bag?
What was that?
That's funny.
What?
What I played.
I can't. Your voice sounds fucked, Bede.
What's my fault?
You've put a filter on or something.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. All whoops.
Right, now look, I'm starting to like this guy. Really, I'm clowny. Put your little horn away. Have a seat, and Santa'll buy him a drink.
Okay, here we go.
About 20 minutes too late.
Well, that's for the deck.
Or too early, depending on. Here you go. I hope I gave you enough
marshmallows. Oh, it's perfect. Where's the fucking whiskey for this hot chocolate? Aunt Betty, what the fuck?
Oh, she drank it like there's some. She went...
Hopefully they made it see... Irish.
An Irish. You ever coffee?
See somebody at work take a drink of water and hit a... You know?
Yeah.
yes, water.
Yeah. I mean, I used to do that in real life. I can't even begin to imagine
it. But I promise... No, I'm not Zoe Dust Channel. Leave me alone.
You remind me so much of Mom.
Who's dead?
Before Dad died.
You remind me of my mom now. Headless.
Talk to her about anything.
So they ever explain, like, that her dad's like Art, or her dad was looking for Art? I know you had, like, a journal. Did they ever go into that? Or
in these flashbacks.
C-U-N-T in the
sixth grade. Yeah. All the answers will be revealed in part four.
Oh. Okay. So we don't get anything revealed here.
I mean, we get hits. We get a couple more clues, but we'll get more reveals in the fourth one.
I know,
sweet. I know. Damn, and I gotta wait till next Christmas for that?
The next one might be an Easter movie.
Hey, Santa, looks like you got some competition. It's Clowny Claus.
Clowny Claws.
Hey, you're a natural. You look good, but don't get it dirty and remember to give it back. You don't want to get on Santa's naughty list.
Hey, why don't you tell Santa what you're doing?
Another fun fact, Daniel Roebuck also plays Santa Claus in a non-horror movie. Hey,
come on. Oh.
Come on, he's obviously old enough. All right.
You think I'm going to lose my license for this guy?
Don't bust the clown's balls.
I'm on the bartender's side here.
Wait, you know what? We're going to talk with a New York accent. What are you talking about?
Maurice Jackson?
Come on.
Eddie, you're killing me. Can we just celebrate? Come on.
Fuck it. It's Christmas.
All right, let's have a drink to my new friend, huh? To Maurice Jackson.
With his blood-soaked fucking costume.
Yeah.
Oh.
What the fuck is the matter with you?
What's your problem, pal? Guy buys you a drink and you spit it back in his fucking face?
Hey, man, that's wrong.
Mm.
You never, ever spit alcohol in another person's face. No, unless they are into that shit.
Do you just piss on him?
Oh,
when you gotta go, you gotta go.
I mean, how many kids peed on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're children. This is a grown-ass man.
Yeah, but we understand he's autistic.
Oh, he's pissed.
Yeah, well, is it better to be pissed off or pissed on?
I like how basically Arthur Cloud acts like Jerry from the Top of Jerry Cartoon's got a hat on.
Did he get out a chainsaw or something?
What can I get out of my bag of goodies?
Oh! Charlie Kirked him, what?
Actually, he did.
I mean, he did.
Kinda did.
Euclid Howard.
Smokey, that's Smokey. My cat's name is.
I like how Arthur Cloud's probably the only serial killer's like, fuck it, I'm using a gun instead of a knife.
He was just pissed. He's like, I'm just gonna fucking... I'll say, this is how he becomes Santa, or has that happened already? I'm so fucking confused.
Yeah, this is how he takes the Santa Claus costume.
Okay.
I want your shoes.
Wait, is the beginning the end of the movie, or...?
It's just a cold opening.
That's what I'm
thinking.
Oh. I want your boots. I want your jacket.
I want your Frosty the Snowman.
Oh my gosh, it's Jack Frost from the Jack Frost movies.
How is this such a good fit when they're clearly different sizes?
No, Santa Claus costumes are one size fits all, Marcy. You look good,
Connie. Why does he kind of look like Kevin Nash? Kevin Nash could play Santa, to be fair.
Oh my gosh, it's Kevin Nash and Mick Foley.
In the hardcore extreme match.
When they were at that convention, Marcy. It's the exact same moment.
Too sweet, except baby, it, too sweet.
In their match, winner gets a mobility scooter.
Oh, no.
That was mean.
He's going to Jason X him. No,
wait, listen to me. I have a name. Why does Art look so adorable in the Santa outfit, though? My
name is well, you do need his pop, Marcy, of him being Santa Claus.
Please don't kill me. I got to shoot Rob Zombie's next movie next week.
Oh no!
Ah, my fucking balls!
My hands!
Art's so happy he discovered liquid nitrogen.
You liquid nitrogen. Uh-oh. When Santa Claus wanted to go out tonight to get hammered, this was not what he was referring to.
No. Wah, wah.
Hold on.
Amazing, he did it in time.
I had my moments.
Ew, it's jelly.
Yeah.
You still call him a clowny instead of, like, motherfucker or asshole.
Right.
Or dickhead or something.
Now the beard. These two got it, like... Those two got it easy.
Yeah.
I mean, being Charlie Kirk is not easy, alright? That dude was... It wasn't doing too hard.
Took him a while to bleed out.
Screen for 2 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, just sometimes, do you wish you were Art the Clown so you could just, you know, fuck shit up and feel better about yourself, or is that just me?
I mean, We can always be Art the Clown.
Yeah. Marcy, do you just want to kill people? Like, is that what's up? Like,
no. Oh.
That's how Jack was
56:47 is looking for a D, a date. In dating, there are sharks and there are minnows. What the fuck is this? Sorry, great. Yeah. A little bit. Timestamp.
Timestamp.
Oh, yeah. We can't say that word.
Look at this little red egg kid.
Even though this is a little timestamp, but yes.
Oh, it's like gambling out again.
Gamble responsibly.
They're all betting on how many kills Art the Clown's gonna make in this movie. Still wish you had a second chance at that tough
loss back in 75. Look now, John. 400. Wish you had another chance at winning
it all, Barry. Come on. We're still talking about this. I thought the voice was John Cena for a second. BetMGM, you can't. This John Hamm, isn't it?
It is John Hamm.
It is.
Why does he sound like fucking John Cena for? Watch every playoff game live on mobile.
Every pass, every tackle. Are we sure John Hamm and John Cena aren't the same person?
Dude, that viral video of John Hamm, I thought it was John Cena at first. I don't know what the fuck it's from.
Oh, and we're back.
Times, what's the time for this ad? 56:53. Okay.
It's nice to see her smile. Now I'm writing my script for Terrifier 4. She follows Sienna around like a brand new puppy. That's concerning. Now they're going Christmas shopping tomorrow. Honey, leave me alone. I'm trying to watch this Christmas porn on a Pornhub. Sienna wants to pick
you really think that's a good idea? She's shoving gingerbread in her asshole, babe. Come on. Just
might have to look that up later. I mean, what?
Huh? That gives ginger snap the whole new baby.
But wait till you see where she puts the candy cane. Was that for me or for you?
No, that was for me.
Okay, because it sounded like it was for me.
Well, I mean, this is for you.
Okay. There you go. Thank you.
It's always got to be mistimed, each one.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
So it makes it funny.
Times.
Dear diary,
I wear. I forgot how to. Sunglasses. Right.
Dear Damien Leone, please put Rhea Ripley in Terrifier 4. Love, Laura Levera.
I mean, I feel like it might be a crime if she's not in it at this point.
Yes.
Dear Sienna, my name is Art the Clown. I just murdered Sienna. Santa.
Sienna, you got a butt that won't quit.
That won't
you
quit.
They got these. Bro. They got these nuts down here. $5, get out of here.
this shit is so fucking funny.
What is your name? No, it's another mall Santa. Look over here, ready? Uh-oh, ginger kid. Oh, a ginger elf.
All these ginger kids are all gonna... Marcy, all these ginger kids are going to have a bad time today.
Look how gingery they all are. They have no souls.
There's a lot.
See, Damien Leone is smart. It's not just about killing kids. It's about killing ginger kids, okay? They don't have soul, so it's okay.
Yeah, there's no soul. It's fine. I
don't think Jonathan is really. No, it's something like 5% of the population's like ginger. That's too many ginger kids in one area at a time. That's not accurate.
Yeah, that doesn't. I think there's a ginger convention in town.
Yeah, there's too many minorities in one area. I don't like
or there are very incestuous family in town.
Yeah, they're all just one family.
Mm.
Yeah,
MRC.
No uncles Doyle's and rule. Cousins and nieces and sisters.
Doyle's rule.
Hey, Marcy, if this ginger convention goes for a week, does that classify as a shark week?
Yes. It's actually worse than a real shark week. No, I'm not in charge here.
Can we go on a break too? Or?
Sure.
She's like, I need a fucking piss.
Oh, look, they're buying flannel from that movie where they had all the flannel, which I can't remember what it was.
Marcy, it was this movie.
It was Night Beast. That's right.
Night Beast, classic.
That was fucking funny.
There doesn't seem to be enough flannel in this flannel store.
Flannel store. Is she dreaming? I'm so confused.
This is a weird
PTSD over here.
Oh, she's back to Vietnam. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
That I think that is art.
I thought it was bead.
Yeah.
Marcy, it's wearing a bead mask.
It doesn't do something about this. It isn't. Look
Are
at
you
my
sure?
bloody hair.
I think it is.
I wish I could.
Why
say
does
it
his
is,
beard but... look like mashed potatoes?
Sup, I'm hungry.
I mean, he does make mashed potato out of people.
Mashed banana, mashed banana. You guys like the Wiggles, right?
We're Australian. Yes. It's required by law.
Yeah. I mean, more adults go to Wiggles concerts than actual kids do.
Well, they have 18-plus concerts.
It's just a bunch of pedophiles looking for children. Like, what the fuck?
Everyone's gone to the over-18 Wiggles concert looking for kids, being like, what the hell? Everyone's legal here.
It's a bunch of Spider-Man memes, like, pointing at each other, like, hey.
Oh my gosh, this is the true crime podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's kind of hot. Oh no.
Oh, he's getting his boner.
What? Oh, my sister called while I'm hard. Oh no.
As if he jerked off to his sister. You know he did.
I mean, with a sister that hot, who wouldn't?
You look great.
Exactly.
He keeps trying to tell himself she's a stepsister, so it's okay.
Gabby thinks they look cool.
Stepsister.
So, why do you want to see me right now?
You're a fucking nerd.
Can a sister see a little brother?
Why does it feel like she's flirting with her brother? This just feels kind of gross.
Yeah, she is like coming on. Like, you look great.
When did you come over tonight?
Apparently, when our mom died, apparently you're actually adopted.
We're step siblings.
That's good. No, I'm happy.
It's okay. We're just related by blood.
This is a Christmas miracle?
Go away, Owen Wilson.
Santa, this is Cole, my roommate.
Cole.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Dude, she got hot, dude.
Dude, yeah, look at my Stranger Things hair.
His hair doesn't look real.
Why does he look like he just came out of Stranger Things?
Why does he look 40? Trying to be 20.
Oh, shit. Let me get my teenage wig?
Makes me look 18. Do you want to be on my podcast?
Isn't that how you ask people to be on your podcast?
I mean, that's true, but I'm not gonna.
You're like, you've heard of my podcast. Can you be on it? Oh my god, we talk about Night of the Living Dead. Even though that's not what you sound like at all.
I mean, I could get them to come on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Oh my god, do you want to come on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast? Like, we would literally kill for you to come on our podcast.
Exactly.
Would you jerk off to either of these bitches?
Uh-oh.
Well,
have you got your recorder? I'll tell you how I'm coping, bitch.
I see images of my dead friends and relatives on a daily basis.
I have flashbacks back to Vietnam, even though it was 20 years before I was born.
All over my body.
Marcy, we have to be quiet. This is her clip for the Dex Tubi Tuesday podcast awards. This is her award-winning clip.
Is it?
I mean, she won't be nominated for our next awards coming up in a few weeks, but she could be a nominee for the following year.
So we got to start keeping track of what's award-worthy for this year's movies.
Yes. Well, this one's already a contender.
What's wrong with you? I'm not saying I'm not enjoying it. I'm just slightly confused, and I'll probably work it out later.
Where? Don't worry, Marcy. It's almost like somebody a while back for Christmas got you the Terrifier 4K box set that you could rewatch all the movies.
Yeah, I don't recall. I don't know if that actually happened.
I mean, it's almost like somebody, like, should be promoting a movie that we have a cameo in. I mean, Christ,
your screen's which blurry.
Which we still haven't seen.
I've
not
seen
watched
it.
That movie. I have not watched that
I have.
Movie yet.
Why are you shutting me out? Go watch this movie, everybody. OnlyFangs, which we have a cameo in and our executive producers. He was alive, which he isn't. Wouldn't you want to get as far away from him as possible, as far away from which may be a future episode of this show. Stay tuned.
Go wait for it to go on Tubi.
It disappeared off Letterboxd for some reason. At least
I'm fucking trying. What, OnlyFangs?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
That's back now.
But it's a real movie.
No, that's not it. I need you. Yeah, I don't know, because I had it as one of my top movies from last year, and it's not there.
It's over. It's over, bitch. We have to
destroy
the little girl
before it's too late, Sienna. Destroy her because she's inhuman. Holy shit, you're right, Marcy. It's not even on Letterboxd. What the fuck?
I wasn't kidding. You wrote me almost every week when
I first went away. Remember that? It's a movie called Old Fags. You became obsessed, but you were crazy.
You were right. I'm not listening to this. Yeah, it's disappeared off there.
What the fuck, Letterbox? What are you doing? Demons try to enter our
world, only they can't do it alone. Might have to see if someone recently deceased who they've posted an update if something's happened. Because that's bizarre. Because I'm like, what happened to my top four? Why is it a top not four?
Oh my gosh, Sienna, you're so insane. Leave me alone.
It really does look like mashed potato.
This is the best part of the entire movie. Hands down, the best part of the entire movie.
Does he kill everyone? Because I kind of want to say that.
Just wait, dude. Just watch the movie. Shh.
That's when you know Colin's quiet, because he's so... focus on the movie.
Into the plot.
Wait, what letter is she reading? Is that from her dad?
Yes. No, it's from her brother. It's from the brother, yeah.
He wrote him while she was in the loony bin.
Ah.
He was talking about demons and how they need to die.
Yeah.
But they need a host. They need an evil host.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the evil host?
Yes.
Yes.
Her and, I guess, Art, too. I guess they're both
demons.
How
is she alive? Or is she just a demon? I don't fucking confuse.
She's a demon. They're both demons.
I'm just going to assume everyone's a demon. Why does the kid look like he's going to shit himself?
Because now they have to go back to Terrifier.
What was the Terrifier?
That was the fun house where the end of the second movie took place.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
1 hour, 9 minutes, 28 seconds. Maybe you should
mull it over.
Okay. It's well, out. I will be back in a couple of minutes because I need to stretch my legs, go to the bathroom, get a drink. It's Shark Week. Indeed. I'm not dealing.
You're not
and
feeling.
Colin's gotten it's up, okay. And you'll have to pretend you know the timestamp. Should I leave you two alone? Ahead of time.
Party's in the back. Yes,
I'll have a great time.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. I won't
Colin's already back. Look at that. He got himself some chips.
It's all right.
Yeah, I fucking heard you guys. All right, I was running.
I saw. I had never doubted you.
That's why I love you. I left my
water bottle at school. Yeah, you too, baby boy. Dr. Cassell is comforting and didn't rush me. What's wrong with being gay, man? What's wrong?
Got a problem with nothing wrong with being gay. Nah, I love gays.
I love them so much I kiss them on the mouth.
That's right.
Anyway, it's back to the movie. We're at 1 hour, 9 minutes, and 33 seconds. Yeah.
All right. The best scene, according to Colin.
And Marcy's ducked out, so she's probably going to miss it.
Yeah, we should pause it for her.
Oh, no, we're going to keep going.
I got to rock and roll.
She had her chance. I mean, for all we know, she's probably still here, but she's so small that we just can't see her.
Bro, you can't do that.
She took the piss out of me 3 times in this episode. I'm allowed to give her at least one. And also, why are these parents a bit clueless, not seeing, like, wait a second, that wasn't the Santa Claus from before? Oh, yeah. Here, have a doll. Get back over here. Wow, thanks, Santa.
Hey, Santa's handing out presents. Yeah! The fucking doll's just covered in blood.
Uh-oh. He wasn't expecting that many.
Holy shit, he gave him a possum. Did you see that?
What's a throwback? Little reference. Surprised he didn't throw it at him.
He got a ball. He got an axe. He got a machete.
That's not Bill. What? That's not our Santa Claus.
Hey, Hector's gonna get his ass, dude. Kids, get out of here. Does it not look
get
like
out
Hector?
Of here, kids.
Move out the fucking way. I gotta deal with Santa Claus.
Yo, this is New York, bro. Bro, we're New Yorkers. You can't just come around here and give kids presents, bro.
Yeah, he's scaring me.
The fuck wrong with you, homie?
What do you think you're doing? You can't be here. I said, let's go.
Come on, son.
I love how he argues in silence. It's so funny.
What's the uproar, people?
Get the fuck out!
Get the fuck
Get
out
the
of here!
Fuck out of here!
Out of here!
Yeah, yeah.
My jurisdiction is from the Santa Stand to the Orange Julius. Get the fuck out of here! He didn't even take him out of the mall.
Damn it, Corey! Don't open that present.
Back in line, kids. Time for the real Santa.
I wonder what I got. Corey!
Is this same? Did this same thing happen in Jingle All the Way?
It kind of did, yes.
That's so
and,
fucking
what happened
funny.
To the whole not kill kids on screen, dude? He just killed a kid on screen.
Yeah.
Explosion.
Well, I mean, multiple kids on screen.
To be fair, he only said on screen, but he didn't say anything about not seeing the aftermath.
Well, we saw the explosion. We can assume the kid was in the explosion.
Oh, yes. Time to pop my pills.
Blow, blow, blow.
Damn it, I don't want to be a nerd anymore.
I'm going to go jerk off to somebody else besides my sister. And Jess! No! I hate myself!
Get out! Get out of my life!
Why can't I like a girl that's not related to me?
Well, hopefully Marcy will be back for the next... Yeah. Hopefully Marcy's back for the next scene. The next best scene.
That was it.
The other best thing, Colin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, never mind.
Oh, God. Oh, Neptune.
They call it, I know what to expect.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've seen this movie like at least 5 times.
Oh, Jesus.
5 times.
Get the strap out.
What's that? Jesus. You scared me. What are you doing snooping around like that?
My name's not Jesus.
None of your business, nosy. This isn't it. No, it's not. Don't even think about opening it.
I'm back.
What happened to your hands?
My hands. You'd be alone back. You miss. Like?
Did I miss much?
Well, you saw Art the Clown use a bomb to blow up a whole bunch of kids.
Oh.
I wish I saw that. You think that's funny?
And she wished she saw it happen. What a freak. Why is she filthy?
You know why? Because she went to the Terrifier.
Oh.
Did she go there and back really quickly, or?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to see a flashback of it, but...
Oh. Oh, did he wear the glasses, the Christmas tree glasses? Yeah, yes. Look at him. He's so happy.
Mother Glad's probably thinking, damn, I should just kill more people around Christmas every year instead of Halloween.
Yeah, but most people are fucking miserable at Christmas, so why the fuck not?
Yeah, I don't think he's a guy who experiences seasonal depression, you know?
Yeah, he knows how to deal with it. He's got the right idea, you know?
Alrighty, time to go find some rapey frat boys.
I mean, I ain't complaining if they get murdered. The door open. I'm not saying I hate frat boys. I'm just saying they're very rapey.
Mm, you're back late. How's your brother? Oh, he's good.
Yeah, why does he's still a fucking nerd.
Why does the auntie look like fucking Hilary Swank in the next Karate Kid as well? Socializing.
Yeah. Everybody wants to Hilary. Hilary Swank.
Mm.
From the next it's Karate Kid.
It's Hilary Swank season.
Yeah, it is.
The cultural impact of the next Karate Kid can never be measured, okay?
It can't. Is that on Tubi? Because I feel like we might have to do that. I can understand tofu
or lima beans, but... We may have
I'll
to.
I'll pop back and off for that one. That's a good one.
Do you have to? Well, you're always welcome to join us.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's a... Mm-hmm. It only has Mr. Miyagi. I think it's the only thing that connects it to Karate Kid.
Pretty much. It's just... a Mr. Miyagi story with a girl. An evil school security with Michael Ironside and Walton Goggins as one of the guys.
Yes.
Dude, that's how long it's been. I forgot that's him, dude. Yes. He was so young.
He was so little.
The ghoul.
Oh, he's so good in Fallout as the ghoul.
Did you read my journal?
Yeah, the first season was real good. The second season, I'm like, the second season.
Oh, I'm invested. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I need to know. I put it back in the
room. How much of it did you read? Tell me.
But also, like, when did The Shield debut? Because Walton Goggins was in the next Karate Kid, and then, like, 5 years later was on The Shield?
Shield was, like, early, mid-2000s.
That's weird.
Whoa.
One of my favorite roles from him is Django Unchained.
Mm. Oh, I just realized Sienna's dad's name is Michael.
See things that aren't there.
Michael Myers? I write
about it in my journal. Marcy, The Lost Boys. That was Jason Patrick's character's name.
Yeah, you're eating maggots, Michael. Off the clown's head with a
So is this movie set in the same universe as The Lost Boys?
Yeah, that's this actually like what happened to him. He died to Art the Clown, not a vampire. But Art the Clown actually fed him maggots.
Gaps. Go. Oh?
You have to promise me you're not going to tell anyone what you read in my journal.
Okay? And also, you're not allowed to steal my book and publish it with by putting your name on it.
Why is she fucking snooping on everything? What a little shit. Pinky swear.
She's a Sienna stand.
She's a little bit too hardcore. She should probably get a restraining order. Oh, Freddy, did you fart? Move. Stinky dog. What is he wearing?
My next costume for the show.
Clearly.
Peace. Whoa.
I love how you're trying to eat those chips quietly, Colin.
He's like,
am I not? Am I not?
I can't hear you.
You're doing a great job, but it's just very funny to watch.
Oh, I'm on mute, bro. All right.
I want those glasses.
They are fire.
They are fucking sick. Art the Clown's sunglasses collection is a great line of sunglasses. I mean, sitting across from
someone who actually encountered Art the Clown. My God,
the only reason I've been sucking you off. The only reason I've been sucking you off is to get close to this guy, dude. Fuck.
Yeah.
And if I get close to the nerd, then I can get close to Art the Clown, and then I can have sex with him and talk about it on my podcast.
But let's not tell anybody we're brother and sister. They look the same. What does he smell like? But tell everybody it's Step.
He stinks.
Is Art the Clown just standing there like, aww?
Oh, he's offended.
He's
like, I thought I was going to get some pussy.
No wonder he's on this, spree. Keeps getting friend zoned.
Oh my gosh, now I realize who this douchebag looks like with his hair. He looks like Harry from Dumb and Dumber.
Does a bit.
But like, Dumb and Dumberer, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, hello. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
They're brother and sister. I'm like this, well, I'm assuming, because they look the same.
Oh my god. Art the Clown is like the stepbrother.
I'm worried they're twins. Is he gonna jerk off or no? Oh.
No, they're just gonna dry hump through their jeans and.
Yeah, no, I thought Art the Clown was gonna jerk to it. That's all.
That's how you get road rash on your shit, humping through jeans and shit.
Yes.
That? You know what?
He had some bad chafing.
If this was like a Friday the 13th movie, they would have been murdered immediately for dry humping. Yes. But Art the Clown's like, you get that nut, homie. I'll come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Is there a Terrifier porn parody? Oh, it's Tom Savini.
I guarantee there is a Art the Clown porn parody.
There has to be,
it
right?
It is Tom Savini.
It's all these special effects on these kids that remind me of my own special effects.
And we're at a mall, and it's like Dawn of the Dead. Uh-oh, Vietnam's coming back.
I love the subtitle, Pants Groan.
My pants are also groaning, but that's because I'm on Shark Week, so...
No, he's gonna come for you. Ew.
No, he's gonna come on you.
Oh, okay, that's better. Okay, I
saw him. That's how Colin would want it. So.
Probably way too much on this episode.
What?
I'm starting way too much on this episode. Oh,
at 1 hour, 23 minutes, 48 seconds. Oh, Masked Singer. That's still going? We're back.
Yeah, same thought.
1 hour, 23 minutes, 53 seconds. Oh, no, he can't see without his glasses.
Even with... He looks even more like a nerd with his glasses off.
Dude, he's got epic fucking eyebrows. Those are some sick caterpillar eyebrows. Dude, why does he both look old enough and not old enough to be in college? I don't understand it.
He's like a 12-year-old genius.
How old is this kid? Yeah,
he's that one kid in Revenge of the Nerds. The one that's like 8 or 12.
Yes. Find out how old this actor is.
No, I'm trying to look it up.
I'm going to say 17.
Not that I can do math, so I'm not going to freaking know.
Okay, so he is 22 years old now?
Jesus. Yeah, now. When he made this, he would have been, what, 19?
19, 20, I'd say.
Jesus.
Actually, no, he was 18. Oh, no, wait. That's when the second movie came out.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was youthful.
10 in the second movie. You okay?
Where's Sienna? Actually, I think with the second movie, they only shot half of it, but then COVID happened and they didn't shoot the rest of it until like a year or so later.
What is that weird sheep thing on her bed next to her bed?
If she's not well, we gotta do what's best for her. I'm trying to figure the joke, but I can't think of anything.
What is
I
that?
Yes. Creepy little. Yes, yeah, just little bit of peeps in her sheep or some shit. I don't know.
What the? I love weird. It's a like decor. Nothing's gonna
happen to anyone. It's a Christmas sheep.
This is probably somebody's. Okay,
get some rest. Jonathan and Daddy will be back soon. Okay. First of all, Marthy, it's a Christmas sheep. Hello, Marthy. It's a Christmas sheep. Okay. Yes, exactly. And that's me, Louise. Anyways, I'm out of here. Bye. Oh. It's a quick cameo. Oh.
Yeah, well. Oh, hello.
Oh, is this the shower scene?
Yeah, we got sick of dry humping. Now we're wet humping.
Yeah, I don't know how anything's connecting to anything in there. And I'm still convinced they're twins, but...
That's headcanon, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, did somebody say wet humping? Hello, everybody.
Urine splashing. Oh, he's taking a piss. I thought they were pissing in the shower on each other.
Oh, that's hot.
I mean, I know you're into that, dude.
I mean, yeah, it's hella as hot. A ghost. I mean, as a ghost, I mean, who doesn't love a ectoplasmic or pee on people in the shower?
You haven't pissed on anybody in the shower? What's going on? You haven't lived.
I mean, to be fair, I am a ghost, so I've never lived.
Well, you lived, but then you died, so...
Well, that is also true, too. But I may have to go do that very soon. But I will leave because you have a guest, and it's going to be... And he's probably thinking, why the fuck is there a ghost on this show?
Probably. Oh, a chainsaw!
So I'll talk to you all later. Bye. Boom.
Oh, we had to just fit in some character cameos.
Yes. My gosh, it's pieces.
Well, this is how you're supposed to deal with incest.
Motherfucking chainsaw.
That's why they couldn't do that on Game of Thrones, because they didn't have chainsaws then. Wait.
Oh. Oh. That was his wanking head.
It was his wanking hand.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to die. They're going to talk about me on my podcast.
Who's going to talk about her on her podcast if she's dead?
Her co-host.
I thought she did it by herself. I don't fucking know.
There's a whole scene.
She had a co-host.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh!
His leg fell over.
His leg fell off.
Oh! Oh!
You should have said you'd fuck me, you whore.
Yeah, you should have said he was fuckable. I don't know.
Yep.
With a motherfucking chainsaw.
Guess she didn't. Well, she didn't. I guess they didn't.
They didn't finish the job?
No, I was going to say, like, she saw that coming.
And still, less blood than my Shark Week.
Yes.
Oh, she gets the glasses.
Thank you for making me the topic of my podcast. Ugh.
That's right. If you're brutally murdered, I'll start a true crime podcast for you.
Oh.
With a chainsaw? I skin your ass raw?
Should be playing Limp Bizkit at this seed.
Yeah.
Which song?
All of them.
Uh-oh. Just keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Damn it, I pulled his leg by accident. Here, have a leg.
He's like,
guy, huh?
He's going to give that to Quentin Tarantino later. Oh, for his foot collection.
Oh, no!
Hey.
And
the booty hole. And the balls.
When he wanted to make his chainsaw, make his ass roll with a chainsaw, that's not what he was referring to.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think that's exactly what he was referring to. Oh.
There we go.
He's just got a circumcision.
That's one way to do it.
It's the artistic way.
This is how Ben would react if we had a Shark Week.
Yeah, this is what it feels like to have a period cramp, all right?
This is what guys act like getting a circumcision is like, you know? They mutilate you.
Yet still, less blood than my Shark Week. What's going on?
Damn it, where's Dexter when you need him?
Beat, is this the scene you're talking about?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Oh, I was not talking about this one. I was not talking about this.
Well, I mean, well, there's more to come.
Oh, yeah.
Is he doing a blood angel?
A blood angel, yes.
Seems that way.
Legend.
But not a blood eagle.
Well, he's got to come after them, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, that's like the last half of the movie, I guess. Jesus Christ, the movie's long.
I dreamt I was in Sometimes They Come Back Too.
I thought she was dreaming she was in the next Karate Kid.
Well, that too.
Yes, this movie is long, but it is keeping your attention, though.
Hmm.
Well, that is true.
Better Just than like... Blood Rain did, for sure. Like... That one was like, oh my god, get it over with. And I think
I'm glad I just listened to that episode and didn't have to watch that movie again.
Oh my god, yeah.
Indeed, Uwe Boll may make a return to this podcast at some point.
I'm going to be sick that day. Wait, didn't he return on the podcast last episode because he had a cameo in that movie?
He did.
I think a lot of people had cameos in that weird whatever the fuck you watched.
I mean, Marcy, Fred Olin Ray had a cameo in that movie.
Now, Dad, is this set in the same universe as The Lost Boys? Is Corey Feldman going to star in the fourth film?
I hope.
But, So how did the dad know exactly what Sienna would look like when she grew up?
He has psychic abilities, I think.
He's a demon,
not just an angel.
Mm-hmm.
She's an angel warrior. You see that fire sword?
That's a Valkyrie, you asshole.
She can defeat any bad guy with that sword, and it can never hurt her.
Is it Tessa Thompson?
Can't you defeat Blaster Man?
Mm.
Oh yeah, 10 Blaster Man.
The fuck's a blaster, man?
So cool.
Well, I'd be Patrick's a blaster like man, you know what I'm saying? I can
name her? Jason Patrick's receding hairline is almost as long as mine.
Yeah, but he can grow hair. Aww.
That might be a toupee.
I was gonna say well, it could true. Be.
That kind of looks like an old school toupee, actually. Dad? Oh no, Terrifier 2!
What?
That is having visions of Terrifier yeah. 2.
He's watching the entire movie.
I guess.
That's why he's so pissed.
Yes.
Oh, I just had a vision I was going to be in Speed 2.
Ew!
That's the one on a boat.
Is that on Tubi?
Well, I mean, Disney probably owns it now, so it's probably on Disney Plus.
Oh my god.
Back to the Terrifier. Again.
Is she dreaming? Is this real? I don't know.
Wait, did Speed 2 actually take place on a boat, or did I just make that up?
No, it is on a
boat. No, it does, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Devil's Space.
Isn't Willem Dafoe's the villain, and he does things with leeches from memory, and I don't know why.
Yes. It was because he has a blood disorder, so he needs leeches to get the blood out of his body every now and again.
That's how that works. Yeah.
Yes. Allegedly.
Mm.
The toxins, Marcy.
Mm.
Oh, damn it. 2 o'clock. I was supposed to wake up at 3.
Does she even know what she's doing?
No, she was flipping out last we saw her.
Yeah, are they thinking about putting her in a...
Yeah, they're putting her in a home.
One of those places on the farm.
With old Yella.
Mm.
They got an old Yella.
That means they're going to put her down. That's a bit hardcore.
We have to think about Gabby and why the fuck she looks like Hillary Swank.
Yeah, why the fuck does her mom look like Hillary Swank?
If I was going to be a porn star, my name would be Hillary.
What the fuck?
He's like, kill the bitch.
Oh. They want to murder their niece. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh.
Or is she hearing things?
Oh.
Oh. Crazy lady, crazy lady, crazy lady. Why is she gonna fuck? What is this? Are they Jesus?
She's schizophrenia. She's Jesus, he's Santa.
Yeah.
And that's Jesus too, I guess.
Mm. Whose body is that even?
It's the one guy. Uncle. He was missing a dick.
Ah.
No, I think it was the uncle.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other guy was too mutilated, right?
Yeah.
Ow!
Oh, I guess he just mutilated his penis too, because the penis was fucked up.
Mm.
See, Arthur Clan is an equal opportunist killer. I mean, yes, he'll sure saw up a JJ in half, but he also does it the penises too.
And buttholes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, at least you're not going to be constipated, so.
Nope.
It might make that human centipede business a bit easier.
Add
1 hour, 37 minutes, 38 seconds.
Oh. We only have about 28 minutes left. Oh my gosh, there's gingers in this ad.
I don't know why. Credit Karma gives
you
personalized
guidance to improve your credit. You don't want to give this soulless a credit card.
Soulless people.
Yeah, you can't let them use money. Intuit
Credit Karma. I apologize to our ginger listeners of this podcast. It's just you're an easy target. We apologize.
Don't you dare apologize to gingers. They have no soul and they're awful human beings. Go to insurify.com and save up to $1,000 a year on your car insurance.
Dr. Best, actually. And if any gingers are listening and you want to join us on the show, please do. What the fuck is Best Medicine?
Make fun of you.
We're back. Give me the time. 1 hour, 37 minutes, 43 seconds. Hopefully that's the last ad break so we can finish this movie because I want to know what happens.
You definitely know there's going to be another ad break 5 minutes before the movie ends.
Probably.
I got a camera. It's what I wanted.
I don't think she knows how to use it. Was that her dead, blah, her uncle's head? I don't know.
All will be revealed.
Is it her dad's head?
Runs whispers.
You know, it would have been cool if it was the camera from Say Cheese and Die.
Oh my gosh, yes. Ew. Hey, who wants sausages?
That's how you make sausages, though. You grab the intestines and then you put the meat in the intestines because the intestines is the casing.
This is also how haggis is made. Oh, sorry,
that's
haggis.
That's from I don't know, a sheep's stomach or something. It's kind of gross.
It's a sheep's intestines inside their stomach, yes.
Mm.
Boiled in their stomach.
That sounds so gross. Especially like you're boiling it.
Yeah. Mm. That's one way. Oh, that's the uncle's head.
Well, you know what? The budget for Christmas was tight this year, okay? In this economy, who can afford a Christmas tree and decorations, okay?
Exactly. Oh, look, I got a pretty pink dress. Try it on, Mommy.
Why does her voice sound like that?
She's a demon now.
Yeah, I know that, but still.
Goddamn demon.
But what happened to the pale girl?
She outgrown the role. Or the pale girl is the demon that took over her body now.
Maybe. Is it the brother's head? I don't know.
It's the girl's, the daughter's head.
Yeah, is it the little girl?
What's in the bag?
What's in the fucking bag?
So is that the little girl?
Yeah, apparently.
Is that Gabby? I don't fucking know.
Listen, the rat's eating something to eat, okay?
Oh!
Ow!
I gave you a present, Mommy. And now I want you to give me one.
Fuck you!
She has no eye there, though.
That is a present. That is a present. She spit in her face.
It is.
Yeah, but she spit on her where she doesn't have an eye anymore. It doesn't quite work.
Uh-oh.
It's not my fault she didn't open her mouth.
Mm. Well, she's got bad aim.
Oh, she's got to open her mouth.
Slaps to the head.
Just psh.
I'm loving that he just walks by and slaps her in the head. It kills me every time.
He's just
a wise guy, yeah? What?
Yeah, he's just being a cunt.
To be one of the Three Stooges.
You first.
Oh. Not Hillary Swank's mom.
Oh no, it's gonna. They're gonna put bees in there.
Not the bees, not the bees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no, it's cum.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that woman was already dead just with that thing shoved down her front. I don't think you need to put a rat in there.
Oh, they are gonna American Psycho this shit. Okay.
American Psycho didn't have the guts to do this.
Mm-mm. I think that's just a dead rat at that point. Yeah.
I don't know how it's gonna survive, but sure.
Maybe as violent as it, but it's free for everyone to tube on Tubi to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You could forget dear rat, Mom.
You could forget dear rat boy.
Oh, I found my dildo.
Yeah, she's probably going to use it again.
She's got to flick that bead somehow.
Hmm.
Some reason I'm hungry.
Is it cake?
Is it cake?
I guess. Well,
I guess not.
Who could forget dear rat? Who could forget dear rat, bro?
He just stomps the rats.
Asshole. Well, those rats are automatically best animal performance nominees.
Yeah, the rats in Terrifier 3 deserve that spot.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, just give them the Mersh Award, all right? Just give them the Mersh Award.
Now we're going to replicate the Nine Inch Nail song Hurt. It's the passion of the Terrifier.
I mean, it is a little.
I'm gonna take everything you love. And then I'm gonna invade that pretty pink flesh of yours.
Okay.
She's gonna take over her body.
But first, I have a confession to make.
That's not Gabby.
Hmm.
Gabby, let me go. Hilary Swank, karate kicker. Use your training from Mr. Miyagi.
I don't know if she can
Wax
right
on.
Now.
What's off?
Mm. I don't think she can right now.
Just hit it with the wax on, wax off. Get right out of those binds.
Yeah, she's just a baby.
I mean,
she's just a wee little blass.
Yeah, well, I think she's a bit older than a baby.
I like how we're all invested now.
I'm just waiting for something to happen.
Oh, it's her brother.
You can't see without his glasses.
Oh, no. Is it really the brother?
He can't see without his glasses.
Another fake out. I told
you that wasn't Gabby. See you soon. Love you.
Shut it down! No!
Although, I still live by the fact that since we didn't see the brother die on screen... He may not be dead. Not. Until we see the fourth movie to confirm it.
Yeah.
Everything you love is God. There is no hope. There is no God.
Oh, Nietzsche. God is dead.
Oh, her eyes are gone white.
What is happening right now?
Yeah, she's trying to possess.
Being possessed?
She's
gonna make
possessed?
A wisdom saving throw.
I hope she's not possessed by the night, because that's dangerous.
Your mother sucks clowns in hell. Oh, it didn't work.
She passed.
Why aren't you working?
Oh, you are strong, aren't you?
Now I know why they chose you.
Who's they?
Not Victoria. The demons. Maybe.
You're all she's got left. And you're the only thing that's keeping her from letting me in.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Fucking touch her! No! I'm sorry, I didn't get to open my present.
Well, that's not fair. Which one is
I said which one? What did she get her for Christmas?
A fucking gun. Because it's America.
That's right.
Her novel.
Her novel. Dude, are you even American if you aren't just giving guns to each other?
My gosh, it's her package from Wild Secrets.
That's a different gun.
That's a love gun.
You wrapped it yourself.
Is it a sword? What the fuck is it?
It's my wrapping paper.
Do you want to know what Gappy got me for Christmas? Do you want to open it yourself?
Did she get her the new autism Barbie?
Yes.
No, she got a wheelchair Barbie.
Wheelchair Barbie is awesome.
Fuck yeah.
My niece Audrey 1 year got a one-legged Barbie for Christmas 1 year. And she doesn't have two. She's got two legs.
Isn't it a prosthetic leg Barbie?
Yes.
Oh. Ooh. God damn.
You ever fucking steal from me again, you cocksucker?
She's gonna need some hand replacement surgery.
You said you wanted to open it.
Yeah, but you didn't have to break my hands to do it.
Yeah, well, how could she open it?
That's better though.
Is it new hands?
Right.
You got a new head. It's her brother's head.
For fuck's sake. We're
waiting. It's a dick in a box.
At this point, maybe. Oh, this is just like that. I think she's gonna do it quicker.
You ruined my head, you dick. No wonder it's going to take a long time to open.
Mm.
I hope you like it.
There's nothing in here.
Is it a weapon? Yeah.
Oh,
fucking sword!
It's her sword from the second movie.
Didn't I guess it was the sword before I started guessing weird shit?
I think so.
Yeah, you said sword.
Yeah, thank you.
By the power of Grayskull.
I have the power!
Literally.
Oh, she did a cool pun.
I mean, to be fair, the other one, she looks like Skeletor. Well, not anymore. Her head came off.
Yep. That demon died.
Hello, it's me, Skeletor.
Cobra Kai Commander, is that you?
Hi, it's me.
Square up, dude.
How did
you know? I opened it. I'm a snoop, remember?
Yeah, you fucking
your Snoopy
weirdo.
Came in the head. Oh! Chainsaw!
Oh,
and
now they
get your ass
sword.
Ah, this
normally
was done better in Mandy.
Beat sword, but this is an enchanted sword, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't your regular sword.
No, this is enchanted with the power of Grayskull.
Yes. Mm.
I thought it was enchanted with the power of friendship, but. All their friends are dead, so...
Yeah, exactly.
It's, Marcy, this movie's about the friends who died along the way.
Punch that bitch.
That's right.
Whoa. Yeah, but that wood was from the Amityville house. She's trying to curse him.
Damn it, you're ruining my Christmas decorations.
Well, maybe they're making them better. No.
Name calling, really?
Ouch.
That's how he felt when he called her that name.
Look out, Sandy. He's trying to give you an abortion.
Yeah, he almost did.
I think he's given a few abortions in this movie. Some very late term ones with all those kids that blew up.
Yep.
Well, he learned how to give abortions from those lion cubs.
Marcy.
What did I do?
No, I'm just saying, Marcy.
Oh.
Bitch, your mom is dead, okay?
Bob, wake up!
Just a little
jelly.
She's just a little dead. Oh!
Whoa.
Not the new.
This proves Art the Clown has balls.
No, oh, clearly.
Get that sword. Oh!
Everyone knows chainsaw beats wood.
That's right.
This is why Art the Clown went shop class.
Ew!
Ew!
Why is that not the grossest thing in this movie?
Not my uncle Guts.
Ew. Oh, not with his own intestines.
Must.
Yes! Gross.
Ew! And there's probably poo in there.
Ew.
Yeah, that's why she's gagging. God damn it. I'm gonna slap you.
Oh my god.
Slap
you. The cloud is whipping her with intestines.
Well, she is trying to be Jesus.
There's a lot of metaphors in this movie, Marcy.
I mean, it's basically the Passion of Sienna.
It is.
Why does it sound like sizzling like bacon?
It might be.
Now I'm hungry for bacon.
I know, I want some bacon now.
I really hope the next movie is an Easter movie and he resurrects on Easter.
Oh my god, yes.
That would be amazing. With the clown just giving, like, chocolate eggs to people, but they're actually eyeballs. Oh!
It's just his shit.
Oh no, the portal to hell opened.
Where did that come from?
Well, see, it's hell. Like, yes.
It was her blood. Like, it was her goop.
Victoria's blood, like, opened a portal to hell.
Yeah, see, this movie would be a lot better if it was like Jason goes to hell and they had some guy just explain everything to us, you know?
That'll happen in the next movie.
Oh, yeah, I hope that guy comes back, too. It's the same guy. And it's like a black dude who goes to hell.
Yes.
Yep.
Grab the sword. Oh, sorry,
oh, yeah,
wrong end.
Jason goes to hell.
I got the sharp end. Ew, I got the sharp end by mistake.
Yeah, but her hands are all fucked anyway.
Well, that is true. Right?
You're slipping.
Just grab the curtain. Oh no!
Grab her hand.
Oh shit!
Gabby, what the hell?
She has the sword.
Is she gonna have to fucking save her from hell next movie? What?
Nazi next movie.
Gabby goes to hell.
Terrifier 4, yeah. Sienna's Inferno.
Yeah.
Dude, it's and Gabby be. Has the sword too. That's what's fucked. She's fucked. And Art's gone.
Damn, everyone's gonna think she did it.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Damn, how am I going to explain this to my counselor?
Right?
Yeah, Obviously, a form of schizophrenia. You killed everyone and opened a portal to hell. Seen it 100 times.
Now Sienna's going to have robot hands in the next one.
She might need them.
They're still working.
They're working a little too well.
Take this off and go find my grandma, played by Diane Weist.
Yeah, I don't like when it says, like, squelching. Ugh.
Oh.
You should probably get those some stitches. Wait, what?
Oh.
The demons inside of her.
She's got Wolverine powers.
Yeah, she's magic.
She's Jesus.
Oh my gosh. She's the last scion.
No, it's literally they're trying to be like, she's Jesus, bro.
Yeah.
She's going to fucking turn some water into wine in a minute.
We're going to find out her real mother's Linda Farantino.
Yeah, and she was a virgin birth.
Yes.
He's just lonely at the bus stop.
No. I like how basically Art the Clown just takes public transport.
But I thought he was dead.
What the hell else is he going to do? No, he got away right at the end.
Well, who's this? Who's that?
That's a joke. The knife circle. Oh! What's the knife circle? I believe the knife circle was actually the name of the first Art the Clown short film Damien Leone made.
Yeah.
I thought it was called Terrifying. Oh.
No, that was one of the other short films.
Oh.
Frankenstein. That's a good movie. A classic.
Frankenstein. Damien Leone is now referencing his own movies because he just mentioned Frankenstein and he made a movie called Frankenstein versus the Mummy.
Who won?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I was going to say, was it Art the Clown?
Yeah, Art the Clown just shows up at the end and he's the victor.
Yeah. Would have been a better ending to Freddy versus Jason if Art the Clown just showed up.
Had that? Yeah. My girlfriend died. I got stabbed with a sword. My Christmas was ruined. But now Art the Clown's probably going to go into hibernation on this bus.
I'm actually worried he might be suffering from chlamydia.
Art the Clown is suffering from PTSD.
Problems.
Is there a bonus scene or is that it?
No, that's it. Coming up next, All Hallows Eve, The Jester, Walk to Me, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre Remake, and The Girl in the Basement.
Talk to Me is on Tubi? Fucking, that's cool.
Hells yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
That was Terrifier 3.
Yay.
The trend
continues.
Not as
good as the other ones.
You didn't think so? I thought this one was really good.
Yeah, but I think it is as good as the other ones.
I think 2's my favorite, but still pretty good.
Yes.
Still pretty
indeed,
good.
Indeed. But yes, that was our episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. We hope everybody enjoyed this one. And before we wrap up the show today, because it has been a long episode, Marcy, where can people find you on the internet this week?
For all things Tubi Tuesdays and the Super Network, head to supermarcy.com. You can find the Super Network on social media if you look for it. And, of course, you can find Tubi Tuesdays podcast on your podcast streaming platforms. And I am Super Marcy on the social media and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd.
Awesome. And, Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can't. I don't want to be found on the internet.
Indeed, indeed. But Nate, do you? Where can people find you on the internet if you want stalkers? The good kind.
Nathan D. Comedy. Nathan D. Comedy. All major platforms.
Nice. Indeed. And if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jermaine. And you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com as well as all the other podcasts Marcy and I host together. And also you can listen to my solo podcast, Bede vs. the Living Dead, on all podcast streamers everywhere. So, yep, that is a wrap for this week's episode of the show. And we'll be back next Tuesday for my pick.
It's not you. Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
We switch things around. But, so we'll see you all next Tuesday, everybody. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. God bless.
I'm gonna go jack off now.